Hello and welcome to the latest TGO minicast, just a 3-minute podcast brought to you by Audioboo. My name's Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of the Great Outdoors magazine. Yesterday I managed to get up on the downs for a bit of a walk. Today the weather's looking decidedly apocalyptic. There's an almighty hailstorm just going on outside my door, and I can see a wheelie bin rolling down the street. So I think we're going to stay inside and have a bit of a read. Over the Christmas, Robert McFarlane, the author, did a radio program on Radio 4, which you can still listen to on iPlayer, about the Living Mountain, which is Nan Shepherd's amazing book about the Cairngorm Mountains. It first came to my attention thanks to Jim Perrin article, The Hill Walkers Library, in TGO a year or so ago. After reading it, I went out and bought it immediately. So I thought today maybe we could have a look at a couple of passages from the book. I think chapter 5, Frost and Sow, might be particularly apt. I'm going to read a small passage here. The freezing running water is another mystery. The strong white stuff, whose powder I have felt swollen in streams, which I have watched pour over the ledges in endless seas, is itself held and punished. But the struggle between frost and the force of running water is not quickly over. The battle fluctuates, and at the point of fluctuation between the motion in the water and the immobility of the frost, strange and beautiful forms are evolved. Until I spent a whole midwinter day wandering from one burn to another, watching them, I had no idea how many fantastic shapes the freezing running water took. In each whirl and spike, one catches the moment of equilibrium between two elemental forces. And just such an evocative paragraph, and I could have chosen pretty much any paragraph here at random. The title, The Living Mountain, is something that has resonated with everybody who's read this book, I'd imagine. It's the mountain, is the protagonist in itself, a living creature almost, or certainly full of things living on it, rather than just a piece of innate rock. It's a wonderful book, The Living Mountain, and one that I'd heartily recommend you go out and buy, and also have a listen to Robert McFarlane's BBC documentary on Radio 4. Like I say, it's on iPlayer now. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we'll be able to get out and again for the next minicast, but for now, goodbye and thank you for listening.